who's not afraid to tell the truth. A celebrity who does not follow the crowd. He has humor in his voice, but love for his country in his heart. Direct from the longest-running one-man show in Broadway history, the Tony and Emmy Award-winning Jackie Mason.
Hello, hello. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Jackie Mason. How do you do? This is the show I do every week, every time I come off the stage on Broadway. And as I did just now, I just came off the floor, and I'm ready to talk to you for the next 2 hours. But I'm very sad to say that this is going to be the last time you're going to hear me in terms of my own show and my own Sunday performances. This is the very last one for the period of time. I can't predict for how long, because I suddenly got very lucky. I'm all of a sudden in the movie business. I have a movie that I'm working on very right now, and it suddenly was financed by a very important group of financiers from Europe, and all of a sudden this picture looks so fascinating to me that I couldn't resist the opportunity of doing it. But an unfortunate thing happened when I made the commitment, and that is that making a movie unfortunately doesn't take 10 minutes. It becomes a full-time job, and you have to work on preparing it day and night. The first script is not so perfect, a second script, a third script, rewrites and rewrites. And those of you who may not be familiar with the movie business, it might be news to you, but the truth really is that there's never any kind of a business in the world that requires so much change and preparation and reevaluation and redirection and redefinition. It's working and working, and this is weeks and weeks and weeks of work, day and night, and I'm in that predicament now, so it's impossible for me to do that and also do the radio show at the same time. So to give this show the kind of attention I feel it deserves, because I'm very proud of it, I'm delighted with it, and I was doing it for a long time, and I'm very grateful to all my listeners who have been reacting to this show constantly, and I've had an interaction with them that made me feel like they're personal friends, and even the ones who disagreed with me were always respectful, and we always had very intelligent disagreements about different issues and subjects, but it was a beautiful kind of relationship that I was enjoying so much, and I really hate to leave it. However, it's impossible to do two things at once and give both equal justice and time. So I'm sorry to tell you that for the next period of time, you won't be able to hear me on these Sundays. But that doesn't detract from the fact that we have a show to do right now. And right now, I better discuss what's happening right now, because everybody is fascinated with the headlines of today. And I owe it to you to tell it to you whether I'm quitting the business or not, because it doesn't depend on me in terms of what the news is all over the world. Let's not elevate Jackie Mason to such a consequential figure as other radio hosts constantly do. And you would think the whole world revolves around them. But this is not Bill Riley. This is Jackie Mason. And I don't imagine that I'm the center of the universe. The universe right now is in turmoil, and right now the headlines are all about Barack Obama. Now, Barack Obama, in my opinion, should be doing a radio show, and I should be running for president, because Barack Obama has accomplished a lot less in life than Jackie Mason. And if people were intelligent, this is not the job he would be running for, and if he ran for it, he would be running alone with nobody noticing it. Unfortunately, people are literally voting for him, and they voted for him to such an extent that he's the nominee of the Democratic Party. Not only that, he's in a position now to make so much noise because the press of America is like a mob of sycophants who are basically his lackeys. Somebody would think he's paying them, and he's on a payroll, some kind of a payroll that nobody knows about. If you hire people to work for you, and not only that, not only to spend their full-time job trying to work for you, but the rest of their time trying to bury whoever it is that is opposing you. The press works very hard day and night. Half of the time they're working on trying to bury McCain. That's why you hardly ever see his name in the paper, and the rest of the time they're elevating this man and working in unison, just like a symphony orchestra. They work day and night. It's a one-party press in this country, as if we were in some third-world country, someplace 100 years ago, or even now. You would think this is Indonesia, or this is someplace like Venezuela. You would never know that this is the United States of America. When we criticize other countries, and with the greatest pride we have is the difference between America and those countries is freedom of speech and freedom of the press. The fact of the matter is, we have less freedom of press probably than Venezuela does. At least the name of his opponent is probably in the paper, even though you'll never be able to vote for him, or you'll be shot before you go into the telephone booth, into the voting booth. But here in America, I don't know what, you might be allowed to vote, but you can't know who you're voting for, because they don't even allow his opponent to be mentioned. last study somebody made was a neutral evaluation, a non-political evaluation. Somebody, some organization, I forgot their name, is a non-partisan organization, which is the most dependable organization on evaluating the amount of mentions, comparison, the comparison amount of mention between the two candidates. And they found that that there was something like 10 times as many times, almost 10 times as many times Barack Obama's name is mentioned in the paper as McCain's. And in terms of favorable and unfavorable, it's about 100 to 1. There's a million, every time you see Barack Obama's name, it's a favorable mention, a favorable reference. It's about applause and love and happiness. And every time you see McCain, it's because they're wishing he drops dead by Thursday. This is a this is the most unbelievable thing. If you were never in America, and you had never read the Constitution of America, and you never knew this is heralded as the greatest democracy in the world, and you just came here, and you saw this election taking place, you would think they should call up the United Nations, start complaining that there's an unfair election taking place, run by some dictatorship that nobody knows about, where it's so rigged in advance that one guy has to be elected because the other guy is never mentioned or destroyed every time his name is brought up. And that way, and every 90% of the press is in his pocket. 90% of the press is, might as well be called the Barack Obama's Press Society or the Barack Obama Press Club, the Barack Obama newspaper, the Barack Obama TV station. It's all one station, one press, one company, one crowd, all voting for him as though they were hired to him. And somebody would think that if they mentioned, that if they mentioned McCain, they'll either be shot, murdered, slaughtered, or destroyed. His name is practically unmentionable. Now, what way do you think this is a democracy? Isn't it amazing that the Democrats were pleading for the fairness doctrine on the radio? The radio, which gets about 3% of the national audience, they wanted a fairness doctrine because they were fearful that somehow there might be an equal opportunity there for Republicans to be mentioned. A fairness doctrine for the radio. For 3% of what people hear, but for 95% or 97% of what people hear, there should be no fairness doctrine. There should only be a fairness doctrine if some place a Republican has a chance to hear his name mentioned. If your name is mentioned at all, even by 1% or 2% of the places, it's already too much for them. They have to blanket the country 100%. Imagine this. 95% of the press in their pocket is not enough for them. If 1% or 2%, not more than 3% of the name of the opposition party or the opposition candidate is mentioned, they already find it intolerable and they want a law against it. To pass a law to stop McCain from being mentioned, as though you would think that somehow Barack Obama is being wiped out in this country because of McCain. Now, this is the sickest number I ever heard. This is the most unfortunate story, and it's unbelievable that this is happening. We take it for granted because we're known as a free party press, a free country, and a free speech, and a free press. And we take free press for granted because we read it in the Constitution, and you know that you are free. You are free to say what you please, whatever you want. It just so happens that it will cost a lot of money to buy a newspaper or a television station, and everybody who owns it happens to be on one side. So even though you're allowed to say whatever you please from the other side, your voice is never heard because you can't say it from the corner or from your kitchen. You can't say it from your toilet or from the park. You have to have a station. Or a press, and you haven't got it, so you're not heard. Now, what is this? Is this a free country? If is this a free country when it's predetermined that your side of the story is not even heard? This is shameful and embarrassing. I hate this on my last show on the radio to have to mention this. I wanted to open the show with good news about how happy I am to talk to you, to greet you, and to tell you how sorry I am I have to leave. I'm sorry I have to leave, but I'm even sorry about what's going on in this country. Ladies and gentlemen, call me up if you have a complaint, and if you don't, say hello anyway. This is 1-800-449-8255. I have an array of stars about to come out. Don't go any place. You're going to hear all the information about what's going on now in a moment.
From the moment Jackie Mason came on my show, I laughed. The audience laughed. He was a rare one, that fella. And even through his terrible fight with Ed Sullivan and was banned from the Sullivan Show, we weren't influenced by that at all. We kept booking him because he made the audience roar and is continuing to do so to this day.
Call Jackie now, 1-800-449-8255. Jackie will be right back.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code COMPUTER to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, COMPUTER, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code COMPUTER. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Is it time for you to own your own business? Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care, is assigning franchises with protected territories across America at an affordable cost. Visiting Angels franchises send experienced caregivers to non-medical home care to thousands of adults nationwide, so they won't have to move into a nursing home. Call Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. Look us up on the web at www.livingassistance.com. You'll receive initial training and years of ongoing guidance, including teleconference training workshops. Thousands of home care client leads are distributed to franchisees each month from national advertising on the internet and radio. Speak to our 300 franchisees to learn how this senior home care franchise has changed their lives. Call Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. Look us up on the web at www.livingassistance.com. For a Visiting Angels franchise or home care for a loved one, call 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE, L-I-V-E.
Who's always there for you? Your mum? Maybe, yeah, but sometimes she's a bit chatty with you. Oi, when are you going to get a girlfriend business? Now, GEICO, they're always there for you. They have been for over 70 years. They insure over 8 million policyholders, and their customer satisfaction is at 97%. With GEICO service, no wonder it's the third largest automobile insurance company. Your mum might cook better, but everything else... it's a very close call.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A celebrity whose agenda is to tell the truth, Jackie Mason.
How do you do? How do you do? This is my agenda to tell the truth, and I've been telling the truth every week on this station. And that's why this show has grown so much in popularity, and that's why I have so many of the biggest stars and the most important, the most celebrated personalities as my guests all the time. And I have a group of the hottest personalities on the show tonight. They're going to be here one after another. You're going to miss everything that you're supposed to know about this world if you go any place in the next 2 hours. This is your chance to become an educated man. Right now I have the most important lawyer in America, the top divorce lawyer in this country. He's to divorce lawyers. He is what Joe DiMaggio is to baseball. Here he is, Raul Felder. How do you do, sir?
How do you do? Joe DiMaggio's dead. I'm still alive. Jackie, I heard you're taking a hiatus. We're all going to miss your wisdom, good spirits, funniness, insight. It's terrible. It's a loss to the airways.
Well, this was white to call, thank God.
Yeah, but I just want to tell you, your regular correspondents are saying, Martin Luther King, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. We're doing it for free, you're getting paid a fortune.
The reason I'm getting paid a fortune is because I deserve it. You know, you get what you deserve in this country.
I hope not.
Why do you think you make such a fortune as a lawyer? Are you going to tell me because
lucky,
you're not? Lucky. You think because you're not so hot? Go ahead.
The public may be stupid.
All of a sudden, you changed your mind because I got to you.
but,
In your case, it's only justice. What happens to other people is not exactly your problem. It's justice. Everybody knows you're the top lawyer, so you got the top dollar. And here the show is moving from one top man to another. And you know what happens? They all talk on this show for nothing, just like you always have, because I'm lucky enough that regardless of the fact that they make a fortune every place else, they always came to me for nothing on this show. And this is the only place. They didn't ask me what they worth, what they deserve, or how much they're accustomed to getting. I never had to face a contract, a piece of paper, or a question and answer period. They're always happy to talk for nothing. And I've had the luck to have the biggest stars in the world here every single week. I want to thank you for being one of them who constantly graced this show and gave me a chance to talk to you, because I know that $1,000 a lawyer enough who gets that much every time he talks doesn't go any place for these prices. But you did it for me, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Raoul Felder.
And I heard you're going to be making movies, and I know you don't want to speak about it yet. It's not done, but we'll be watching for you.
Well, God bless you. Thank you very
care.
Much. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Raoul Felder. Take care of yourself. And now here's Bill from Burntsville. Burntsville, how do you do, sir? Burntsville, I hope you don't burn yourself. What's happening?
Well, I just wanted to call and say you're certainly right about the press, and that's I don't know what McCain could do to create a level playing field there. I think he has to be a lot more dynamic than he is or aggressive. But mostly, sir, I wanted to tell you that we appreciate you and thank you for your efforts, and we look forward to seeing your movie when it comes out.
God bless you. That's very kind of you to call to tell me this. I appreciate it. Take care of yourself, my friend. This is a pleasure to know when you're leaving, you get calls like that from such gracious people who express this kind of feeling for you. Thank you very much. Oh, look who's here. Kellyanne Conway. This is the girl I always wait for. I shouldn't call her a girl. It's politically incorrect. You're supposed to say Ms. or Mrs. But here she is. I don't want to waste any time because I want to hear her opinion about what's happening now. She is the woman who just has a new hot book out called What Women Really Want, How American Women Are Quietly Erasing Political, Racial, Class, and Religious Lines to Change the Way We Live. By the way, I would say this every time I introduce her. She accomplished something that's unbelievable. She was recognized as the most accurate predictor of the 2004 election, for which she received the Washington Post Crystal Ball Award. So if she was that great before, she'll be that brilliant again. Here she is, Kellyanne Conway.
Hey, Jackie, thanks for having me on, and congratulations in advance. This sounds fantastic. Can't wait to see the movie. I'm going to crash the premiere.
Well, that's very sweet of you, and I thank you for calling on my last show because you were with me from the beginning, and I get a big kick out of feeling that you're part of my story here with this show. Now, I want to get to some information from you because this is what the people really want to hear. There's only so much sentimentality about Jackie Mason. The main thing is the election right now. It's the hottest story about Barack Obama's in Iraq and how the whole press is following him around as if he was already elected president. So I have to ask you a few fast questions about this. Do you think that this big drama that they're making out of it and all the phenomenal propaganda in his favor, look at this, as soon as you mention Barack Obama, people are afraid you might say something wrong and they start destroying the airwaves. Do you think, sweetheart, hello? Kellyanne Conway, do you think this is going to make a dramatic difference in his favor because of all this propaganda, or do you think there's a possibility, like some guys are saying, that it might backfire because of the pretentiousness of this whole thing?
Oh, it could easily backfire, Jackie. Of course he's going to get very favorable coverage out of this because these are his people. He's, by bringing the major media with him, he's just speaking into the echo chamber. It's like having a conversation with your friends and your relatives. So what does the average guy in Peoria care about Barack Obama speaking before the Brandenburg Gate in Germany? And let me say something else. All it really does is underscore the lack of experience this guy has in the foreign policy stage and the lack of knowledge that we have about him. And, Jackie, let me tell you something, how to read the polls the next couple of months. Until Obama or McCain are over 50%, three straight weeks, and until one of them is beating the other by double digits, we have a tight race on our hands. I still think it's McCain's to win at the presidential level, even though I think the Republicans will lose in the Senate and the House and the governors.
But why do you feel that McCain will win on the presidential level, since he's a little behind in almost every poll, from anywhere from 4 to 8 points? So lately, he seemed to catch up a little, and he's behind by only 2 points. But he's constantly behind for the last few months. So why do you feel that he could probably win?
Every presidential election is about one candidate. And usually if you have an incumbent running for re-election, the election's about that candidate. In 2008, there's no question the election is about Barack Obama. It's, do you really buy into hope and change? Do you want someone, are you willing to sacrifice experience and gravitas for, quote, turning the page or a generational baton passing and all of that? The guy who was against the war from the beginning, or at least so is he. And I don't think Barack Obama can cross the finish line under these circumstances. The real question is not, why does he lead John McCain by 4 or 8 points? The question is, with the Republican Party in shambles, with President Bush very unpopular, with the Iraq War very unpopular, with everybody criticizing John McCain for, quote, being too old, which I don't believe for a minute, why in the world doesn't Barack Obama have 60% of the vote? And that's my point, Jackie. Until Barack Obama can get to 52-53% of the vote in these polls, the difference between the two doesn't matter, because Barack Obama has cracked 50% one time in anybody's polls, and it was the Newsweek poll, and even Newsweek had to go back on their own poll. They came out with a new poll that shows the guy's tied.
Uh-huh. So as far as you're concerned, you seem to think that therefore McCain will probably win. But how do you probably win if you're constantly behind even by a little? You say Barack Obama should be much further ahead. Let's assume he's not further ahead, but he's only this much ahead, then he stays this much ahead. So if you stay even 1 point ahead, if it doesn't change, how is McCain going to win?
Because of the Electoral College vote. He can win because of the Electoral College vote. Because he still has advantage on some of these electoral rich states, electoral vote rich states. Now, Obama's doing a very crafty thing, going into places Virginia, Montana, you know, these red states, and trying to make a play for them. But here's the thing. If Barack Obama's brand of change is seen as reasonable, paid for, practical, sensible, he can win. But if his brand of change is seen as revolutionary and radical and insolvent, not paid for, expensive kind of change and unspecific change, then he'll lose. But
in other words, you feel in the Electoral College situation, McCain will definitely be ahead of him, even if he might be behind in popular vote.
I mean, we played that.
But why do you feel he has the advantage in the electoral vote?
I think that in the electoral vote right now, there are more states up for grabs than there are decided, meaning electoral votes. You can give about 160 to 180 to each Obama and McCain easily, and then some of the others are toss-ups. But what Obama would need to do to win, and he could still do this, he's got to stop playing a 50-state strategy, and he's going to need to focus on 20 or 22 states. And he's got a boatload of money. And it depends on how he spends that money, Jackie. If you have to spend all your money proving to people that you're qualified to be commander-in-chief, then you're not able to get some kind of affirmative message out. And look, what happened to Hillary Clinton against Barack Obama is what McCain needs to do to Obama in the general, which is to beat him. The way Obama beat Hillary was to mass up and more delegates. And so she still won the big state. She still
right.
was beating him in the popular vote, and they ended up tied, or him just a slight advantage. McCain needs to make a play for these electoral votes.
I'm sorry, I have to take a break now. I got your point. Please stay here. I have more very important questions to ask you. Don't go anyplace.
Call Jackie now, 1-800-449-8255. Jackie will be right back. The Jackie Mason Show.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're back on the air with my favorite lady, Kellyanne Conway. But a bundle of information she is, and I don't care who poses her on all those other TV shows. They don't know what they're talking about compared to her, and I'm proud of her. She buries them every time. and she keeps her cool, and she knows that the other guys don't know what they're talking about, and they always try to shut her up because they're all embobbed Democrats, and she's always fighting a lonely fight as the only Republican on the panel, but nobody disturbs her. She lets them know what she thinks of them, and thank God for that. I love your attitude. Now, let me ask you this. So, the polls suddenly got somewhat tightened the past couple of weeks. McCain went from 4-8, 10 points behind, to only 2 points hard behind on the major poll like the Gallup poll, and absolutely equal on the Rasmussen poll. So somehow McCain is making progress in the last couple of weeks. What do you think is the reason for this?
I think the afterglow that Obama enjoyed right after the Democratic primary contest was over is gone. Any benefit he got from that bump. And frankly, Jackie, a lot of these Hillary supporters still are not on board with Obama. No matter how much they try to perfume that pig, they can't change the idea, they can't change the facts, which are you've got many of the Hillary supporters, particularly the women, saying they're either going to vote for John McCain, sit it out, sit out the election altogether, or vote for all the down ballot races and skip the presidential contest. Now, even if that's not a large number, even if it's a small number, that's devastating for Obama in these polls because those people are rock-solid Democrats. They would be voting for the Democratic nominee either way. Plus, I think what's happening to Obama is he has shifted himself in so many major ways. You know, the one thing that the primary electorate does not like is a contortionist on the issues. They don't like people who, as John Kerry did, flip-flop, as Al Gore did, flip-flop. And what Barack Obama has done on NAFTA, on even on the Iraq war, you know, with his, I'm not going to pull out, 18 months, not 18 months. He changed his mind on the FISA bill. He gave immunity to the telecom companies, which is absolutely the right thing to do. But that was a 180-degree change from Barack Obama's previous position of just a few months earlier in the primary. So he has been pivoting and sashaying and rotating around in these positions. And you know who's mad at him for it? His own base. Those are the ones in the blogosphere. Those are the ones on his own website writing in that they're mad about him because he's not what they thought what he was. And here's the thing about Obama. Obama wins if people feel like they can project onto him all the things that they can't change in their own lives. Why do they like the word change? Because they can never lose those last 40 pounds, get out of a bad relationship, find a job they like, make a change in their own lives. So they figure, gee, I can't change my own circumstances. There's a guy who can do it for me. What if he keeps changing his mind? We didn't know that when he said, I'm for change, he meant changing his mind. And that's really cost him in these latest polls.
In other words, you think that this whole business, this whole facade that he was creating, that I'm above politics and I stand for great principle, all of a sudden he shattered his own story, because I've seen people change their mind like McCain did about illegal immigration. And if a guy does that about one issue, like Giuliani did about abortion, all of a sudden they make a tzimis out of it for a whole year that he changed his mind about one thing. Here he changed his mind about 12 issues, which was core issues, all in 1 week, and somehow he's still popular and he's growing. How come people don't all see through it, and how come his poll number didn't go down from such an obvious distortion?
Well, I think the poll numbers, the reason they've tightened is precisely for the things that you're pointing out, Jackie. And look, this guy should be at 55-56%, not 46-47%, given the poor position of the Republican Party, how unpopular Bush is, how unpopular the Iraq war is. The fact that a lot of people want change, they want something new and fresh. I mean, this guy fits the bill all the way across. So the question is, hey, dude, why aren't you at 55%? You should be riding high. And the thing is, John McCain is outperforming the generic ballot by double digits. If you ask people, would you prefer a Democrat or a Republican to be the next president, the Democrat is beating the Republican by 10 to 12 points, yet McCain is within 2 or 3 points. Sometimes 4 or 5, but sometimes even with respect to Obama. And here's the other problem for Barack Obama. The thing that was so appealing to him from the beginning to so many people, Jackie, that you don't know much about him. He can say whatever he wants because there's no record to compare it to. Well, now that's starting to be a liability. That is an asset whose return was great during the primary. You beat Hillary Clinton fair and square, but now people are saying, well, wait a second, if I don't know much about you, isn't that kind of scary? Jack, you know what you should do when you're on your movie tour? Go ask every liberal you meet the following question. Gee, when is the first time you met Barack Obama or heard of him? They don't know, but I guarantee you it wasn't before 4 years ago at that Democratic National Convention. You're going to put a guy in charge of the world who you didn't even know who that was on 9/11. They weren't involved in Washington. They don't have a record of public service in the United States Senate. There's a reason Joe Biden and Chris Dodd and even Hillary Clinton ran against Barack Obama for president, because they know it takes the kind of experience they have that he doesn't. Here's the other thing that we need to keep in mind. I am so sick and tired of hearing everybody say John McCain's too old to be president. Too old because he's 71. How many 70, 80, 90-year-olds in this country live a very full life and have wisdom and experience and all of that? We've got two liberal justices on the United States Supreme Court. John Paul Stevens is 88 years old. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 75 years old. How come the liberals think that they should be on the United States Supreme Court? Two of nine people making decisions that affect all of our lives, giving rights to detainees at Guantanamo Bay, saying that a man convicted of child rape can't face the death penalty down in the South. He's 88 years old, and yet those same people are telling you that John McCain shouldn't be president because he's 71. I'd like to hear the liberals answer that question.
Wow, that's a brilliant point you're making that nobody else is making. I can't get over it. But what do you think about the situation right now in Iraq? Here he is claiming he still wants, within 16 months we have to get out without knowing what's going on. What do you think this pastor is going to do for him right now with the whole press behind him on this story? It's such an obvious fraud because he wasn't there, knows nothing about it, and he's making these statements. Do you think that they're going to see through it, that this man who was against the surge and claims that we lost the war, that he's now in this position?
Look, Barack Obama's entire foreign policy experience comes down to, you know, eating Chinese food and issuing press releases about how bad the war is. That's his foreign policy experience. He had to take this trip, Jackie. He hasn't been over to Iraq in literally years, and he hasn't done it since he's been running for president. He had to do it. The only way he could do it, quote, safely, is to take all his friends in the press who agree with his position on Iraq, and who want him, who nakedly, bald-faced, want him to be the next president of the United States. Most of these guys are rooting for him, and girls are rooting for him. So he had to go so he could be protected by the press bubble. But guess what? That will only annoy and inflame the people over here, the troops' families, who know that those guys are over there doing the right thing. You know, the most offensive part of Wesley Clark's statements from a couple weeks ago, and let's remember, he wasn't just talking for himself. He was a big senior foreign policy advisor to Barack Obama campaign at the time. When Wes Clark said that John McCain's military experience did not make him fit to be commander-in-chief, he effectively said that our boys and girls in uniform don't matter, that they're over there, and if they are getting shot at, it doesn't mean a damn thing to you and me, that they're not protecting our freedoms, they're not qualified to be commander-in-chief. Let me tell you, The calculus here, the sum of all these parts, is that people are going to ask themselves, is a Barack Obama presidency worth it? Am I willing to take that risk into the unknown? Am I willing to cross that Rubicon into a guy who's got a much foreign policy experience as I do? Let me say right now, I'm not qualified to run for president. Jackie, you're not qualified to run for president. We don't have enough foreign policy experience. This country's at war. So why in the world would this guy? And I think that that's the problem long-term he has from this trip, is that he's going to look like a fish out of water. And the other reason, Jackie, pay attention to this as the press wears on this week, we should all watch. I think one of the reasons Barack Obama never went to Iraq in the last couple of years is he was uncertain in how the troops were going to receive him. Could you imagine going as you're running for Commander-in-Chief of the United States and not getting a standing ovation, not being saluted, getting booed by a couple of the troops? The only thing that's saving Barack Obama from being booed by the troops over there is because the troops are filled with pro-American respect, and they're going to respect the guy who's a United States senator. He's finally, after 3 years, showing them the same kind of respect by going over there.
Oh boy, you did a fantastic speech here. You gave a great summary of exactly what's happening. And besides everything...
Hey, I got something to say. I got to say something, Jackie.
Yes.
There once was a guy named Jackie who told us the liberals are wacky. And right from the start, his show had heart. It was never boring or tacky. We should all go see his movie, since he's so funny and groovy. Jackie, we love you, Yubi Yubi.
Thank you.
I got that out myself.
Thank you. This is what a wonderful surprise. You made a whole party out of it. I never expected such a fantastic tribute. And in a poem, yeah, thanks for the entertainment and thanks for the beautiful words. I appreciate it. That was very touching. Kellyanne Conway, that's who we have here. She gave us not all the information, but she gave us a fantastic tribute to me personally. so I love her for it. Thank you. Thank you, Kellyanne. God bless you. And I hope to talk to you again as soon as the show starts again. Take care of yourself, and we'll be back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Our next guest, another hot commodity. Wait till you see who I have next. I'll be back in a moment.
Call Jackie now, 1-800-449-8255. Jackie will be right back.
Hello, friend. Pat Boone here with some good financial news for a change. Although stocks, bonds, and real estate may be stuck in a rut this year, the next mega stage of the long-term bull market in gold and silver is just beginning. Experts say gold will soon rush to new historic highs because gold alone is real money and offers value, safety, and growth. This is the rare opportunity of a lifetime. Gold is no longer a luxury. Today it's a necessity. Safety first, and then profit. Start now by letting Swiss America educate and inspire you to rediscover gold for your existing IRA. Ask for their rare opportunity, DVD and CD.
Call now toll-free, 888-559-9920. That's 888-559-9920.
Stop worrying about financial gloom and do something to protect yourself.
Call 888-559-9920. 888-559-9920.
Every day, we're getting smarter. HealthSmart organic foods, GasSmart hybrid cars, and now EcoSmart organic insecticides. EcoSmart's patented blend of natural plant oils are just as effective as synthetic chemicals. They kill bugs fast without any toxins or harmful residue. So they're perfectly safe to use around children and pets. So get smart. Get safe, effective EcoSmart. Ant and roach, flying insect, and wasp and hornet killers. The 100% organic insecticide that works.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Ever get the feeling the last thing on your car insurance company's mind is saving you money? Too bad you're not with GEICO. They actually look for ways to lower your rates, like accident forgiveness. If you've been accident-free with GEICO for 5 years, you could qualify for a surcharge waiver, which simply means even if you have an accident, your rates won't go up. Like we said, too bad you're not with GEICO.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention, all active or retired military personnel, veterans of any age, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. If you or a family member are suffering mentally or emotionally as a result of service in battle or the stress of war, but you are hesitant to reach out for help, go to www.patriotoutreach.org for completely private and confidential materials that will provide proven coping strategies that will help you overcome stress, anger, pain, or even PTSD. There is no cost for this private service. Go to www.patriotoutreach.org. Seeking professional help is always advisable, yet there is a strong cultural resistance to admitting the need or seeking the help. If you or a fellow soldier suffer with feelings of isolation and anger, there is no need to struggle alone and without help. Overcome stress, anger, pain, or even PTSD. Go to www.patriotoutreach.org.
You love your family. You want what's best for their future. That's why having life insurance is so important. If something happens to you, what is going to happen to them? The great news is you don't have to spend a fortune to get excellent coverage. In fact, when you call Termco, they will go to work for you to give you a free quote to show you how much you can save. Gil Edwards with Termco Insurance Agency specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you are paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium life insurance. This policy will return your entire premium back to you after 20 to 30 years tax-free, guaranteed. Your family is protected either way. With Termco, you get the best coverage at the lowest possible rate, protection, and savings. Call for a free, no-obligation quote. The call and quote are absolutely free. Call 800-617-5594. 800-617-5594. That's 800-617-5594.
Can you wait 3 to 5 extra days to get the guaranteed lowest prices in the country on new American cars? Max Motors has the guaranteed best prices in the nation on all Cadillacs, Chevrolets, Dodge, Pontiacs, Buicks, Jeep, Chrysler, and Fords. Come look at our huge new car inventory online at max71.com. Max Motors is centrally located in Butler, Missouri for convenient nationwide distribution. You can have your new American car delivered from their lot right to your doorstep anywhere in the continental United States. At Max Motors, they'll provide maximum selection, maximum trade-in value, maximum discounts, and maximum service. Just listen to their mission statement to make the auto buying process easy, simple, and fun. Remember, Max Motors, where an extra 3 to 5 days in delivery time can give you the guaranteed lowest prices nationwide delivered to your door. Call Max Motors today at 1-888-MAX-8881. That's 1-888-MAX-8881. Go online to max71.com. And remember, even if you don't buy a car from Max Motors, please buy American.
Can you imagine a world without children? A world where children don't play, or dream, or imagine.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we're working every day to find cures for diseases that strike down children. Because we can't imagine a world without children. Can you?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Call 1-800-931-0800 or log on to stjude.org.
Do you have credit card debt? Is it difficult just making your minimum payments? Are you tired of the harassing calls? Call the Financial Future Network and settle your accounts for less than you owe. The call is free, confidential, and there's no obligation. Enjoy the freedom of debt-free living. One simple call can eliminate your debt in a fraction of the time and for less than you owe. It's simple, secure, and smart. Stop the harassing calls. Legally reduce your debt and lower your monthly payments. Call now, 800-265-4352. Get a low monthly payment that fits your budget. That's 800-265-4352.
And here he is again, the man who infuriates the New York Times, Jackie Mason.
Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. We're working at a very fast pace because of the fact that this is my last show for a while. One after another, great friends and fantastic people who have been buddies of mine for a long time and the friends I created on this show who were called and so generous in their involvement with the show and their feeling for me and what we're doing here. So it's very touching to me that they're calling me. And here's another friend, Robert from Ohio. How do you do, sir? Here is a caller. How are you, my friend?
Doing real well, Mr. Mason. It's indeed an honor to speak with you. And anyone that can make the New York Times uncomfortable is a true friend of mine. The reason I'm calling is that in my mind and in the mind of many of those of us that are interested in politics in this area, we truly believe that John McCain is not a Republican, but he is, in fact, a Harry Truman Democrat. If you look at both men's careers and if you look at both men's attitudes tempered by war, neither one of whom was very adept at foreign policy when they first assumed the Oval Office or the mantle of the president, and both men who are real humanitarians in as much as that they both were kind of leaning and always lean toward helping the immigrant population of this country. If you remember historically, it was Harry Truman that integrated the United States Army right after World War II that was of paramount importance to some of the Truman attitudes toward those
blacks.
And also, if you remember that Truman and the Marshall Plan was instrumental in rebuilding our enemies. So these two gentlemen are very much alike in their temper and in their manner. And again, I've brought this up to many of my Democrat friends, you know, and once I kind of broach these points to them, they say, yeah, you know, you're 100% right. Now I feel comfortable voting for John McCain. They have trouble voting for a Republican, but John McCain isn't a Republican. He's a Democrat. He is a Democrat of the 1940s and 50s.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. I wish I had more time to talk to you, but you brought out a beautiful point, and it's very clever. It's very insightful. I appreciate your calling. Thank you. It's something most people haven't thought of. Morton from Las Vegas. How do you do, sir?
Good afternoon, Jack.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Mason?
Yes, sir. Happy to talk to you, my friend.
Okay. What I'm calling about is the people that are talking about cutting the oil, no oil. Get off oil. We're pigs. We eat and drink too much. And the ones in our tires are shingles. We're made out of asphalt. Fertilizers made out of asphalt. Styrofoam made out of asphalt. The insulation for a house out of oil. Fertilizers for the gardens is made out of oil. How can we say we don't need oil? How would we live?
Well, that you're so right. It's the most idiotic thing in the world to say we could live without oil. But people are saying ridiculous things because of this new emergency and the whole new problem that we're having with oil prices and the shortage of oil and the whole idea of creating, by drilling in America, it's creating a turmoil in everybody's thinking and nobody's making too much sense. Everybody's becoming incoherent because of the emergency that is going on right now. If they had time to think, they'd never say that. You're so right, because what you're saying is so simple and true, and I'm so glad you said it. Thank you, Martin from Las Vegas. I'm sorry I have no more time to talk about this, because we have a very fast pace, because we have so many guests, and we have very little time for all of them. I have here Jeffrey Felder, who's been a brilliant movie reviewer for us throughout the history of this show. He's probably the most celebrated movie reviewer in America today. He's here to say goodbye to me on my last show. I want to hear what he's reviewing today. So here he is, Jeffrey Felder.
Thanks, Jackie. You know, since this is your last broadcast, I thought we'd do something a little bit different. I wonder if you could answer for me, Jackie, what do the following movies have in common? Okay, here's the list. The Stoolie, Sleeper, The Jerk, History of the World Part 1, Perils of PK, and Caddyshack 2. What do you think those movies have in common?
Well, they have one great star in every one of them, and it's the same great star, and I know his name personally. His name is Jackie.
And who is that?
It's close enough to Jackie. You're talking to him right now, and I can't get over it. If I didn't think I was important before, you just made me a hit. It's Jackie Mason. Thank you for reviewing my history and reminding everybody what I've accomplished in this country.
That's right, and I thought we could, for a couple of minutes, talk about some of the great films you were in. The first one I mentioned was The Stoolie, and that film you starred in. You also executive produced. That premiered at the Normandy Theater in Miami, if you remember that, in 1972. And the director of that was John Avildsen, and because of your film, he went on to direct Save the Tiger, Rocky, and all those great films. I was just wondering, what motivated The Stoolie? What got you started with that film?
Well, I saw the picture, and I was touched and moved by the script, and I said to myself, I have to do it, and I was delighted to do it, but it was just an instinctive feeling.
Well, you know, the hardest thing for every filmmaker is getting the money to do the film. As a matter of fact, in the film, your character, Roger Pittman, needs $7,500 to get out of trouble. Since you were the executive producer, you would know this better than anyone. How'd you get the money to finance The Stoolie?
Well, I showed it to a lot of people with a lot of money, and they were ready to invest. Unfortunately, I only have a minute and a half left for the rest of my interview with you. What else did you want to say?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to ask you about The Jerk and you and Steve Martin and Carl Reiner. I was going to ask you about doing a follow-up to Caddyshack, you know, Caddyshack 2. I was going to ask you about the cameos in your other film, but it looks like we don't have time to do all that. So I'll just say I want to thank you again for having me on the show all these weeks. If you ever have another show, just let me know. And if you don't, Radioland, I'm available.
Well, God bless you. I'm delighted to hear that. And I certainly will have you back, because I was delighted to have you on the show in the first place. I got tremendous reaction to the reviews, because they're always succinct and entertaining, and they give everybody a clear evaluation of a movie. So God bless you. Thanks for the kind words, and thanks for the offer to be back with me. I certainly will keep that in mind. As soon as I get a show, you're the first name I will call. Thank you, Jeffrey Felder.
Thanks.
God bless you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is 1-800-449-8255, and we have an illustrious guest about to come out soon, because he's going to tell us so much about the campaign right now, you don't want to miss it. He has a lot of inside information that nobody knows.
Call Jackie now, 1-800-449-8255. Jackie will be right back. Not afraid to tell the truth. A celebrity who does not follow the crowd. He has humor in his voice, but love for his country in his heart. Direct from the longest running one-man show in Broadway history, the Tony and Emmy Award winning Jackie Mason.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're on 1-800-449-8255. That's the number, and now I have another guest. I kept telling you throughout the beginning of this show, and I'll be telling you till the very end of the show, that we have the best array of stars, celebrities, and personalities that we've ever put together in one show. And here's a perfect example, because I tried very hard to get him. I got him. His name is Jed Babin. You know why I got him here? Because he's the editor of Human Events. Not only that, he has such brilliant columns online on Human Events. His columns are unbelievable. He's an array of information on every level of activity, of everything that's going on in every direction. And you can't stop him when he starts talking, because you'll find out everything in a minute. Here he is, Jed Babin. How do you do, sir?
Well, I'm glad to talk to you. It's great to hear your voice, and I'm sorry to hear you're not going to be with us for a while.
I'm not going to be with you for a while, because I'll tell you the truth, I'm too intelligent to do only one thing at a time. So this is too much right now, because I have to do a movie, but unfortunately nobody asked you to do a movie, so you're still available. and I'm delighted to have the chance to talk to you, because every time you've gone on the show here, we've learned a million things, because I see you know and read everything. That's why your Human Events thing is such a hit. And by the way, he wrote a book called In the Words of Our Enemies. That's a fascinating book, and I know it's catching on brilliantly since I mentioned it on the show. Thank God you got me to keep it popular.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you keep boosting it.
Let me ask you a question. I just had Kellyanne Conway on the show. You know her. She's the pollster, and she says that you can't really believe the polls, because they're all showing Barack Obama ahead before more, now somewhat less, but still ahead. And she feels that basically it's unreliable polling, because it's either consciously or unconsciously scored, because they all want to see her win. And one way or another, any poll right now with reference to Barack Obama can't really be trusted. What's your opinion?
Well, I think right now, I mean, she's probably right in part, but I think it's more correct to say that it's just too early. I mean, for heaven's sake, we're, what, 5 months, 4.5 months away from the election, and, you know, any polling right now is really meaningless, Jackie. I mean, until you get within, say, 3 weeks of the election, nothing is really going to be very reliable. But by then, I think some things will break. You'll have the vice president's selections, and you'll see that, you know, Mr. Obama is going to make a lot of mistakes. He's a rookie. He makes rookie mistakes.
But do you think in general it's true that the pollsters themselves are basically screwing things in his favor?
I don't think so. I think most of the better polls, I mean, sure, there's some out there, you know, the party polling by the Democrats, a lot of candidates polling, but people like Gallup, you know, Frank Luntz, and some of these guys, the Pew Research Center, I don't think they're biased, at least not intentionally so. I mean, a lot of these guys, after all, they make their money by being accurate. You know, it's like a weatherman. Well, it's unlike a weatherman. I wish I had a job. You should have a job like that, Jackie. I mean, being a weatherman means you can make big bucks and be wrong 95% of the time.
Right. You know, but do you think this situation with him suddenly going to Iraq and all the press behind him trying to glamorize him as though he was already elected president? Now, what I see now is that he directly highlights, he dramatizes the fact that he was totally ignorant about this whole situation. He gave McCain the best weapon he ever had. He gave him a chance to dramatize the fact that he was against the surge, and that if it was up to him, we would have lost the war, because it was against the war continuing. He was talking about losing and giving it up before, and all he does now by going there is dramatize the fact that he's a fake on the issue and knows nothing about it.
Well, I mean, you're right on the substance, but the problem is the people in the media are making this guy out like a rock star. No matter what he does, no matter what he says, they say, oh, my gosh, he's right. He's such a celebrity. He's so wonderful. He's so charismatic. And they let him get away with this stuff. I mean, the last time McCain went to Iraq, none of the anchors, the three network anchors, ABC, NBC, CBS, none of them went with him. He spent a whole week there, and he got like two or three mentions in the network reports, real reports, a bunch of mentions on it. You know, and CBS spent 30 seconds on it one night. I mean, these guys are going, I mean, the three networks are making themselves stage props in this Rockbama Tours Baghdad deal.
So let me ask you this. If McCain can't get his voice heard because the major press is burying his voice all the time, they give him all the press and they make it sound like McCain is not even trying to run for president. You would never know he was running compared to him. So if they could constantly bury him, why do you think it will still be possible for him to win if he can't even get himself noticed?
Well, I think he'll get himself noticed eventually. I mean, this week it's going to be almost impossible because Obama's grabbing all the headlines and taking all the media with him. But after that, I think he'll come back, and McCain will have his moment. The Republican convention is going to come up in the first couple of days of September, and it's going to be his moment. After that, there'll be debates. There'll be a lot of times where McCain will get noticed. The real issue is, can McCain unify the Republican Party? Can he get the conservatives behind him? Can he get people excited about his candidacy? He hasn't done that yet.
But don't you think even right now McCain is so close to him in the popularity polls that if he's this close now, when he's not hardly being mentioned and the press is burying him every day and dramatizing the other guy, if they're making it so much in his favor right now and they still can't give him much of a lead, isn't this a good sign for McCain's future?
Well, it could be, but, you know, there again, it's so far away from the election, none of the polls really matter right now. I mean, Obama is ahead. The Real Clear Politics average, which is what I usually refer to, has Obama ahead by like 4.5 points. Big deal. You know, it's not that much, and the whole thing's going to change. I mean, the only thing we can be certain of is between now and Election Day, Jackie, it's going to flip-flop 40 different times, and when it comes down to it, this is going to be a very close election. I'm predicting that it'll be at less a 3 points or less margin of victory.
I think that the major difference is going to happen because of the debates. If one or the other really vanquishes somebody in the debates, that could suddenly recreate a whole new situation and develop a whole new issue and move it in a whole new direction.
Well, I think that's right, but you know, here again, we've got the debates. If McCain goes along with what the media wants to do in the debates, I mean, can you imagine, you know, they go to NBC for a debate, and you're going to end up with Chris Matthews and Keith Olbermann moderating it. I mean, it's going to be a circus. So McCain has to be very careful about how the debates are structured, and, you know, quite frankly, he can do pretty well in a debate. Obama does not speak well unprepared. He speaks very well when he's reading from a teleprompter, but if anybody asks him a real question, he falls apart. Remember that debate before the Pennsylvania primary where Charlie Gibson and George Stephanopoulos from ABC were questioning the Democrats? And, you know, they asked some reasonable questions, not at all terribly tough. Obama fell apart, and he whined about it for 3 days. I mean, I think it's laughable. This guy pretends that he's ready to go and take on Putin and Ahmadinejad and all these guys, and he can't stand up to little Georgie Snuffleupagus. I mean, it's pathetic.
What I can't understand is this. This man, when he starts running for president, will have to show that he basically knows nothing about all the major issues, especially the military issues. And when he's asked to debate with McCain about and try to prove that he could top him in terms of why and how to win this war, or what should we do after the war, or what should we do about the whole issue of the military problems involved and the references to Iran, all those complicated issues, when you have to really deal with them on a substantive basis, I don't see how he could possibly handle it because he really knows nothing about it. That's why he contradicts himself every day.
Well, I think that's right. He can't handle it. He's a rookie, and he just does not have the background. I mean, there's nothing in his background, his training, his experience, his education. There's absolutely nothing that qualifies him to be president. McCain has spent 30 years plus in public service. You know, he's been a war hero. He's been in the Senate for a long time. He at least has some idea of how the pieces and parts fit together. Obama is, you know, again, he just is totally unqualified for the job.
But what happens is that the American public is totally ignorant about issues. And the whole idea that they vote on the basis of issues is probably not even true because they vote more on personalities because they're unfamiliar with the issues.
Well,
so when they're glamorized by a personality, that's why we've had so many lousy presidents. When they're glamorized by a certain personality, they find that they feel like voting for them. When you talk to them about why they're voting for somebody, you never hear an issue mentioned. It's all because he's so tall, he's so handsome, I like his attitude, and they don't even know what the hell he stands for. Don't you think this will be a big problem for McCain?
Well, it will be a big problem for McCain, but there's a very much bigger problem out there. I mean, Jackie, I talk to people, you talk to people all over the country, every day of the week. You know, I get emails from people all the time. I talk to them. I get letters from them. There's just so much anger out there. People are just flat angry with Congress. They're angry with the White House. They're angry with the president. And, you know, I think if they could just vote every single one of them out of office this year, they might just do it. I mean, people have to come down and calm down a little bit and look past the personality. If all they vote on is personality, you know, Obama wins in a landslide.
You see, people keep forgetting that he even lost the popular vote to Hillary. If he lost the popular vote to Hillary, because as it was going along, people began to realize the longer it continued, that they basically couldn't compete with her in terms of real experience or real knowledge about the issues or about the office. And little by little, he started to lose more and more of the popular vote. So if he lost the popular vote to Hillary, well, the whole fiction that somehow he's so powerful as a personality is going to probably evaporate, because even though he seems to be so popular, the people, when it comes down to voting, will probably not even vote for him. They'll just enjoy his popularity and vote for McCain. That's what they did when he was running against Hillary.
Well, I hope you're right. What I fear, though, is that they're not going to just, forget the popularity and vote for McCain. I think that, there's a substantial likelihood that, at least among a lot of conservatives and other Republicans, they're going to say, all right, let's forget Obama's popularity, let's forget McCain, let's just stay home. If people don't turn out, if McCain doesn't electrify the base, if he doesn't get people excited about his candidacy, he's going to lose.
But let me ask you this. It seems to me that this is unbelievable. What I saw just now is something I can't believe. Right now, he changed his mind about everything he started appealing about. He started claiming was his major issues. Everything he claimed was his major issue, Barack Obama. Every position he took at the beginning that he was crusading about, he disagreed with little by little, one after the other, until it reached the point that he disagreed with himself on almost everything. And right now, when he accuses McCain to be Bush's partner, it turns out now that he's more on the side of Bush than McCain is. If you take all his new positions, and you take even one of his votes, he's more on Bush's side than McCain is. So it would be more fair and more legitimate for McCain to claim that we don't want a Bush-Obama ticket.
Because I think that would be a pretty interesting thing for him to try. I'd love to see it. But, the problem is here again. I mean, Mr. McCain is not going to run against the president. Newt Gingrich said last fall that if the Republican nominee wanted to win and win pretty easily, what he should do is do what Sarkozy did in France, which was to run against the president of his own party. And if you had a Republican who was going to run against the Bush record, you could do that. But McCain's not going to do that. He's allied himself with the president on a lot of things, especially on Iraq. He's not going to just campaign against Bush. So, it's not a bad idea, but I think it's way too late for McCain to try to do that.
Okay, my friend, I appreciate you being here. Thank you. Thank you for revealing all this information. I appreciate it. The name is Jed Babin. In the Words of Our Enemies is the name of his book. Ladies and gentlemen, don't miss him. Don't miss him ever, because as you just heard, he makes more sense than anybody on political issues. Thank you, Jed Babin. And now we're going to have another phenomenal guest, one after the other. Listen to what's happening on this show. You can't believe it. It's 1-800-449-8255. Or call, a thought, an idea, anything that's on your mind. This is the number, and call us immediately.
Fantastic thing, the money they pay on TV is amazing. One show, $8,000. Not me. Do you know that when I started out in this business, I had a lot of trouble because I'm a new kind of a comedian. No talent.
You'll do it later. You don't have time. You can't afford it. How long have you procrastinated and not gotten your will set up? Months? Years? Did you know that 74% of adults with minor children don't have a will? Do you want the courts to decide what happens to your son or daughter or personal assets? LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents, like your will, online with savings of up to 85% of what an attorney would charge you. Create a last will and testament, form an LLC, even register a trademark in just minutes, and do it all in the comfort of your own home or office. And it takes just minutes. Go to LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com is not a law firm, but it was founded by top attorneys, so you know the documents are reliable. You just answer a straightforward questionnaire online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. Stop procrastinating and go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Did you know that Geico insures more than cars? No, it's true. They cover tons of other things, like hot air balloons.
unicycles and roller skates. Nah, I'm just messing with you. But GEICO can help insure lots of other vehicles, though, like motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, personal watercraft, boats and pogo sticks. I'm only kidding about the pogo sticks, but seriously, just so there's no confusion, GEICO now offers insurance on more than just your car.
GEICO, saving you money on insurance for your car and the other stuff that moves you. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Dog that lathers really, really fast and rinses clean, like squeaky clean.
Get that new dog smell with Dogosud shampoo, new from Dynavite.
They have 4 miniature dachshunds. They are so frisky and smelling each other and running around and barking. My daughter is 17, and she gives our dogs their baths now.
Won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Get that new dog smell with Dogosud. DINOVITE.com.
Can you wait 3 to 5 extra days to get the guaranteed lowest prices in the country on new American cars? Max Motors has the guaranteed best prices in the nation on all Cadillacs, Chevrolets, Dodge, Pontiacs, Buicks, Jeep, Chrysler, and Fords. Come look at our huge new car inventory online at max71.com. Max Motors is centrally located in Butler, Missouri for convenient nationwide distribution. You can have your new American car delivered from their lot right to your doorstep anywhere in the continental United States. At Max Motors, they'll provide maximum selection, maximum trade-in value, maximum discounts, and maximum service. Just listen to their mission statement to make the auto buying process easy, simple, and fun. Remember, Max Motors, where an extra 3 to 5 days in delivery time can give you the guaranteed lowest prices nationwide delivered to your door. Call Max Motors today at 1-888-MAX-8881. That's 1-888-MAX-8881. Go online to max71.com. And remember, even if you don't buy a car from Max Motors, please buy American.
Call Jackie now, 1-800-449-8255. Jackie will be right back.
How do you do? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Jackie Mason, and I've had one guest after another offering us all the latest and best information on what's happening right now in the election. And now I have the guy who knows as much or more than anybody. That's why I saved him as the great founder of truth in this field. Joseph Farah. Do you know who Joseph Farah is? Well, if you don't, you got a lot to learn, and you can learn it right now. He's the founder, editor, and chief executive officer of theworldnetdaily.com, the world's leading independent internet news source. That's not his opinion. That's a fact. The world's leading independent internet news source, and the publisher produced several New York Times bestsellers. That's also a fact. It's hard to believe he accomplished so much, but once he starts talking, you'll see why, because he knows everything. And if he doesn't, it sounds like he knows everything. So here he is, Joseph Farah. How do you do, sir?
I'm great, and it's great to be with you for this historic broadcast. I'm honored.
Well, thank God, thank God. You see that? Usually people pay a fortune to have an opportunity to talk to me, because I'm about to make a movie now. And if you're nice enough, you make any sense, you stand a great chance for being in pictures. So I got your whole future in my hands. Otherwise, I don't know if you can have anything to live for if I don't put you in this picture.
Well, I'll tell you.
Usually I tell this to a 19-year-old girl. This is the first time I'm telling it to an older man. So it's not that I switched. It's just that I want to give you a better chance in life. Listen to this. I've had two guests before you about political issues. One of the guests, I don't want to mention names because I don't want you to feel like you have to take sides, because once you mention names, you'll have to prove that you're not insulting anybody, so you'll never tell the truth. One person says that the polls are absolutely reliable, they have no reason to lie, and they have no motivation to lie, because they're afraid to be unreliable, because they'll mean nothing as a poll, so you could depend on the polls. The other one said, whether they intend to lie or not, the fact of the matter is that they're basically screwed, because they favor Barack Obama. And when you favor one person over the other, whether it's consciously or unconsciously or subconsciously, the fact is you have a conflict of interest, and without being aware of it, you're going to somehow give him the benefit of the doubt, and he's going to wind up ahead a lot more than he deserves. So basically, it's screwed whether he intend to or not. What's your opinion? Do you think you could trust these polls right now that show Barack Obama constantly ahead or not?
Well, a couple answers to that. Number one, you know, I was in the newspaper business for a long time, and of course, polls were always a part of what we did. And you know what? You took three or four different polls whether it was Gallup or Zogby or the field poll in California, and you got the three or four different results. Now, how is it possible that they're all scientific polls coming up with different results? And this has been going on, as you know, for elections for 20 or 30 years. Now, I will say this. I don't think anybody really knows, how people are going to vote in November. It's still, three months away. A lot of time for people to change. The American people are not politically obsessed. They are not, they don't think about politics every day. They don't eat, sleep, breathe politics like so many people in the media do, and they tend not to focus on these things until maybe a week or two before the election. We have a long way to go, but with Barack Obama's ability to put his foot in his mouth as often as he did during the primaries, for instance, 3 months is a long time. Anything can happen. But having said that, Jackie, I will tell you, it takes something to beat something, and John McCain is not impressing me with his brilliant campaign strategy thus far.
Now, why isn't he impressing you? Because he seems sluggish, or because if he's not impressing you, why is it that he's making progress against Obama all the time? He was 10 points behind him, or 12 points behind him a month ago, and in most of the polls he's only a point or two behind him. Why is that?
Part of it is, look, he's a grown up, and he's running against a guy, who a lot of us, I think, look at, and we see a guy with absolutely no experience whatsoever, not just political experience, no business experience, no professional experience. What was he, a community organizer in Chicago? That is now a criteria for becoming president of the United States. So, look, John McCain. You can say what you will about him, but he's got a resume. The man, distinguished career service, 5 years in the Hanoi Hilton, lots of experience in the U.S. Senate and so forth. So, you've got a person of substance, whether you agree with him or not, versus somebody who is basically a media creation here. So, is it surprising to me that McCain is picking up steam and making it a closer race? No. What's surprising to me is that you've got an empty suit still in front.
Uh-huh. I see. Now, so this becomes a whole new picture. So you think, I get the impression that you think that this man still has a great chance to beat McCain, regardless of the fact that he basically is made out of practically nothing.
Yes. Well, when you've got...
Because what you said before sounds very true to me. The American people don't know the difference, because issues are not their field. They basically judge personalities. And somehow it's an instinctive feeling they have for somebody without knowing why. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sadly, when you see these man on the street interviews, whether they're done by Jay Leno or other talk show hosts and so forth, and you hear what people say who are voting for Barack Obama, they don't know a thing about the guy, but still, well, he's for change, and I think it's time for change. I mean, it is so shallow. His support is from basically from idiots.
You make a great point here, but there's one more point that's even more important that we have to get off for a moment, and I don't want you to leave, because you're taking orders from me today. You're staying where you are, and so is everybody else, and I'll be back in a moment.
Again, the man who infuriates the New York Times, Jackie Mason.
Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Here I am with Joseph Farah. Joseph Farah is one of the great men of our time. He's the guy who wrote this book, Stop the Presses, the Inside Story of the New Media Revolution. I want to tell you something. That is one of the greatest books I ever read, and I only say it for one reason, because he needs the money. So help him out, because he keeps talking and talking and talking, and he can't make a living. So send in a few dollars, even if you don't buy the book. The man needs a few dollars. This man is Joseph Farah. Now, Joseph Farah, this is a very important question. Forget the jokes. I want to ask you something very seriously. Everybody is saying right now, that Barack Obama, the conservative hosts are all saying this on all the radio talk shows all the time. They're all saying that Barack Obama, if he's elected, he's putting on a real fake, phony personality, pretending that he believes in all the democratic principles when basically he's a revolutionary. All his partners and his buddies are revolutionaries and haters, and either semi-communists or socialists, and the kind of people who believe in everything exactly opposing what we pretend is his democratic spirit and democratic conscience. That he's basically a fake posturing, while at the same time he's planning the kind of behavior that's going to be totally destructive, something we never saw before from a guy who took over the presidency. Do you think we're really in for some shocking surprise that he'll really do something so revolutionary that nobody expects?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, if you look hard enough at Barack Obama, the surprises have already been revealed. The thing is, I think 99% of the American people aren't aware of them because they're not getting the kind of media play that they deserve. But here's a guy, Barack Obama, who got his start in politics by going to visit William Ayers, formerly of the Weather Underground, a guy who planted bombs in the Capitol, planted bombs in the New York City police headquarters, a radical terrorist communist from the late 1960s and 1970s. This is kind of like the godfather for Barack Obama to anoint him into his career in politics. Now, you know, it doesn't get much scarier than that, Jackie. And, you know, if you look at his voting record and so forth, this is the most left-wing member of the U.S. Senate since he's been in there year after year. He's only been in there for 3 years, but nevertheless, that's what his voting record is. Now, the question is he posing as something that he's not? There's only two possibilities as far as I'm concerned. One is just that he's a radical left winger who is trying to portray a moderate image for the American people because he knows they would never vote for him if he revealed his true colors. Or he's kind of a Bill Clinton, super ambitious type who would say and do anything for power. Well, either one of those scenarios is not a good thing. And when you consider his association with Reverend Wright over 20 years and the things that guy was preaching, I mean, what are we supposed to believe about this guy? What do the American people need to wake up and say, I don't know about the other guy, but this guy clearly is unqualified to be president of the United States?
But we never had to face the possibility that a guy could be this kind of a character. We thought before, when you vote or don't vote for somebody that is within the realm of the people you're talking about, who would do the things that are either more conservative or liberal. But this guy sounds like he might go a step further in a direction that nobody ever heard of before. That's what's really scary, when you have no idea what the hell this guy might come up with.
When you have the political director for Hamas in the Gaza Strip basically endorsing Barack Obama for president publicly in a radio interview, what does that tell you? I mean, this guy, he meets the Hamas litmus test to be president of the United States. Do we need to know anything more to reject him outright?
That's right, which brings me to the whole question of Israel's prisoner exchange. Everybody that I watch or talk to is outraged by the preposterous, unbelievable exchange that they just made. It sounds like Israel, which is such a tough country, which basically fears nobody and does what they please. They're not intimidated by the UN, by America, by anybody else, because their own survival comes first. All of a sudden, they seem to have capitulated in a way that's scary.
Absolutely. I think it's reached new heights, frankly, with this prime minister. But, I think, Jackie, if you look back over the last decade or so, you could see Israel moving in this direction. Even with our mutual friend Ariel Sharon, I don't know whether it's outside forces that have been pushing Israel this way, or it's some kind of a breakdown, spiritually inside the body politic there. But this is not the same Israel we knew 20 years ago, is it?
This is frightening because they don't even seem to be making any effort to be prepared for the possibility of what Hezbollah might do, because I was talking to this guy, this Middle Eastern expert, the Colonel Ralph Peters.
Yeah.
And Ralph Peters, I'm sure, as you know as well as I, is really knows his business. What's your opinion of Ralph Peters?
Yes, he does know his business. You know, it seems like the hard part for those of us, I think, who love Israel and who are outsiders, who live elsewhere but love Israel, and is who is there on the horizon politically that's going to change the direction of the country? And honestly, I don't see anybody. It's kind of like the United States. You know, I'm not sure John McCain is, you know, what we need to move this country forward either. And who is it on the Israeli political front who's gonna change direction? Because it needs a radical change of direction. It doesn't need to move a little bit to the right. For its own survival, Israel needs to remember, it is a country constantly under siege. It is a country constantly under the gun, and it needs to act that way.
Now, there was a great threat that Ralph Peters was telling me about. He says the Hezbollah is really regrouping and building and developing huge military power that they're getting from Iran. They got kind of equipment that we never anticipated they would ever accumulate. Really powerful military equipment. And he says that we could become real underdogs if they decide to attack us. Until now, we had a special advantage that even though we only had few in number, we outdid them militarily because we had the unbelievable power while they had nothing. Now it's just the opposite. Not only do they have the people, but they have the power. And how are we going to possibly win a war against them the next time?
That's right. This is the real threat that Israel faces. If Israel faced a conventional military threat from any of its neighbors, you and I know it would be no match whatsoever. The Israeli military could handle that. But Hezbollah has consistently gotten the better of Israel. It did so when it forced the evacuation of Israeli troops from southern Lebanon in 1996. It did so in the recent war in Lebanon. Now Hezbollah has virtually taken over the country of Lebanon. I mean, you know, they have veto power over who gets to be president and prime minister of the country. They've become a strong political force, and of course they've got all the backing of Iran. And Israel's in a real predicament because what can it do in terms of a conventional military strike against a force that fades into, you know, hides behind civilian skirts? That's their modus operandi.
But what do you think really motivated them to make this kind of exchange, to take two dead bodies in exchange for really vicious, violent, real murderers who could go nuts and do anything? Who knows what kind of violence they could suddenly commit tomorrow? Why would they make this kind of an exchange? For what reason? Why would they succumb to this kind of a situation?
Honestly, it's so sad. I can barely speak about it. But I would say that nothing that...
Do you have any idea what...
Nothing that Mr. Olmert would do would surprise me at this point. You've got a man who's, you know, facing all kinds of corruption charges in Israel, trying to save his own skin. It was a remarkably bad move politically. Any way you want to look at it, it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I can't figure out any justification for it, so, you know, I'm not going to try.
It's unbelievable that the whole cabinet voted together with him. He got the unanimous vote of the cabinet, and you don't hear any opposition voices from any opposition party. It's as if it's a unanimous agreement to do this, and usually you would hear some opposition from somebody.
That's what I'm saying. That's what scares me the most, is that, you know, it's almost like there's a collective kind of madness that is, you know, pervasive in Jerusalem from the political elite. They all went along for the ride, just like they all went along with Gaza. They all went along with the getting their butts kicked by Hezbollah in Lebanon, and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight.
Well, it looks like we won't solve the problem now. So, Joseph Farah, thank God you still got a job. You still have a hot book. Stop the Presses is the name of it. And he has a great future, even though we have problems every place else. Joseph Farah has no problems with his career. This man is a sensation, and he's on the way to getting bigger every day, especially now that he did my show. His future is assured. We'll be back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen, at 1-800-449-8255.
Hi, this is Greg Zapper, president of Nevada State Corporate Network. For over 7 years now, I've been telling you how important it is to get incorporated and build business credit. Thanks to you, Nevada State Corporate Network is now one of the nation's largest incorporating firms. But some of you are still putting off getting started. So let me introduce the person that motivates me to get things done, my wife and business partner, Susan Zapper.
Hi, everyone. This is something important I wanted to talk to you about. Right now, the U.S. is in the middle of a severe consumer credit crisis. That's why it's time for you to build business credit now. If you have a business credit can help you get vehicles, equipment, real estate, and separate business credit cards. With our business credit program, you can get hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of business credit now, regardless of your personal credit. Call 877-330-0155. Get instant business credit now. 877-330-0155.
Great job, Susan. And remember, when you call, ask for the Zapper Credit Special at 877-330-0155.
You mean the Susan Zapper Credit Special.
Okay, whatever.
What if everything you've ever been taught about religion and spirituality is wrong? Does this make you spiritual? Does this bring you to God? Is it enlightenment or hypnosis? Is this the path? No. What it really is connection with your Creator. And the way you do that is to be still and know. Mantras, chanting, thinking, any kind of mental activity takes you away from quiet knowing. If you really want to be a spiritual person, you can't force that to happen. Are you ready to find the way? Go to FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. It is a meditation unlike any other. Visit FHU.com for a free MP3 download. Discover the truth that sets you free.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and body powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Every day, we're getting smarter. Health Smart Organic Foods, Gas Smart Hybrid Cars, and now Eco Smart Organic Insecticides. Eco Smart's patented blend of natural plant oils are just as effective as synthetic chemicals. They kill bugs fast without any toxins or harmful residue. So they're perfectly safe to use around children and pets. So get smart. Get safe, effective Eco Smart. Ant and roach, flying insect, and wasp and hornet killers. The 100% organic insecticide that works.
The Founding Fathers got it right the first time. We just need to execute.
That's what Heritage stands for.
Heritage Foundation is not afraid of being right when the government's wrong.
Heritage sticks to its principles regardless of which way the political winds are blowing.
The stakes are high. Join us today as a Heritage member. Visit heritage.org or call 1-800-517-2720.
That's why we need Heritage more than ever.
800-517-2720.
Freedom is not just for a lucky few.
Heritage sticks to its principles regardless of which way the political winds are blowing.
That's what Heritage stands for.
Heritage Foundation is not afraid of being right when the government's wrong.
Heritage members know that conservatism does not need to be redefined. Join us at heritage.org or 1-800-517-2720.
That's why we need Heritage more than ever.
800-517-2720. 2720.
Are you in a debt crisis? Fresh Start America is one of the most powerful, proven-to-work debt settlement solutions in America. Fresh Start America gives you the ability to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. Get more cash in your budget every month and relief from the never-ending debt cycle. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call Fresh Start America today for a free consultation. 800-307-4094. Not available in all states, including South Carolina. 800-307-4094.
Here's a great way to find unique gift items and help hungry children receive a nutritious meal at the same time. BuyItForChildren.com is stocked with everything from music CDs to hard-to-find sports memorabilia. And all proceeds benefit Feed the Children, one of America's most respected charities. It's a win-win way to shop. Remember, BuyItForChildren.com for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and just because gifts. And remember, your donation goes directly to hungry boys and girls where help is needed most, in this country and around the world. Think of it as a gift that gives twice. You'll find music, framed art, books, sports collectibles, and other unique items starting as low as $10. All items are shipped free of charge, and you can easily purchase one-of-a-kind items in a matter of minutes by using any major credit card. It's simple, fast, and most importantly, it will make a difference in the life of a child. Go to buyitforchildren.com today to do your part in helping to feed hungry children. You'll be glad you did.
Do you believe that your body can heal itself? Then perhaps you've overlooked what is blocking the way to health and happiness. The good news is, you've always possessed the power to solve life's problems effortlessly. So learn how to let go of all that anger, watch aggression and repression fade away along with all their symptoms. Please feel free to download the CD, Be Still and Know, without cost or obligation, online at FHU.com. Do it, and bless the day you heard this message. FHU.com, or call 866-RADIO-ROY.
Call now 1-800-449-8255. The Jackie Mason Show.
How do you do? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I want to tell you something to everybody listening to this show that the thing that hurts me most about having to leave the show, even temporarily, is not to be able to hear from this man every week like I have the whole time the show was on. He was my most consistent guest. He was the most fluid, the most thoughtful, analytical, penetrating, insightful. He was everything you would like to hear on a talk show. He interpreted everything and evaluated everything going on everywhere and did such a remarkable job of putting it together in words that sing and dance. There's nobody who's a better phrase maker, a better thinker, and a better person to listen to than this man. And I always looked forward to it, and I look forward to it now. It hurts me that this is the last time I'm going to hear him on the show, but I thank God he's here. Here he is, Joe from Abilene.
Oh, shalom, Jackie, and this is tantamount to the death of a president. This is a terrible surprise to us.
Well, that's life. You cannot do everything because I started a movie right away, and you can't do both. There's no time in the day for both.
Well, that's true. That's true, and you're working so very hard as it is. Well, let me get through some current events here. Of course, the liberals are trying to cut emissions by 50% from the 1990 levels, but they want to do it in 42 years by 2050. Well, do the math, Jackie. It was 10% of what it was now, 10% back in 1990. So a 50% cut is dropping it from 10% to 5%. Wow, what a concept. Obama wants to cut it 80% down to 2%. So we're fighting over 3%. It's not even statistically an issue. McCain wants to do a 60% cut down to 4%. And that's just a 1% difference between him and Obama. I've got to ask, are you kidding me? And are they kidding you? China last year surpassed the United States, a leading producer of those greenhouse gases, and they're facing the bad news of wasting resources and wasteful technology, looking to one of their age-old enemies, Japan, for green tech for help. And L.A.'s pollution has been measured. 40% is coming from China. So what's their response? Well, they're having to shut down the factories 2 months ahead of time so the athletes can breathe during the Olympics. Oh, goodness gracious. Anyway, Jackie, Obama's change is the truth to a lie and the lie to a truth. Saul Alinsky called it lying for justice, the mentor for both him and Hillary. Well, Batman has the Joker, and he has the Riddler. We have the Wiggler. He's turning our system upside down, and when he says something, he always finds himself some wiggle room here. Well, the movie The Dark Knight has been teaching us some lessons about what's happened. The premise here is that all men are essentially and finally evil and selfish. And a tortured soul, Heath Ledger, playing another tortured soul, now a talent lost to us forever, but a brilliant performance. Here's a fellow being bent on disrupting the world because he can. The ultimate cynical evil. And Michael Caine says a line in the movie that expresses it very well. He said, there are people who can't be negotiated with. They just want to watch the world burn. And that's what we're looking at, Jackie. We've got some really whacked people out there, and until we understand that there are people that that actually operate with that mindset and bent of ethics and lack of ethics and morality, we're not going to be able to fight the next few years that we're looking at. So some people turn to evil, some who question their actions, and some compromise with the evil, and some just do evil for the sake of chaos. And what I'm afraid of is that this chaos is moving to the dialectic, this Marxian dialectic, and the change that he wants. So I hope we're not electing the lemming in chief. And Obama moving to Afghanistan here, he's already thinking about shifting our military concentration from Iraq to Afghanistan. But 90% of those Taliban, Jackie, are known as the disciples. They're Pakistani. They're not Afghanistan. And he, of course, wants to bomb Pakistan. So we may be looking at some really confused thinking here. These friends of bin Laden are going to be our problem, and I hope they're not converting a lot of our Americans here to the friends of bin Laden. They're playing to the liberal electorate. They're playing to the narco-hypnotized. I don't appreciate it at all, Jackie.
I want to ask you a question. You know, he's very menacing, and I know you're expressing the same thing I am about what a threatening figure he could turn out to be, and if he becomes president, it's totally unpredictable about the crazy possibilities of what he might do because it's so totally unpredictable, and it's a frightening thought. But I believe that somehow, one way or another, he's really going to lose the election. I know there's a whole psychology going on in the country like he's the inevitable winner. But to me, it looks like he's the inevitable loser because I think that it's a huge fake story about him being so popular and having such great poll numbers. I see it turning around in McCain's favor. That's my opinion. Do you see that possibility or do you disagree with me?
No, we have to have a stable mindset, Jackie, in going into this. And he is an equal opportunity liar. He's manipulating his own backing, his own base, as well as ours. This goes back, Jackie, and I keep talking about Saul Alinsky. He was a left-wing organizer, but this is the mindset. This guy was the basics of their teaching. He influenced thousands of people on the left during his lifetime, among those Hillary and Obama. She wrote her senior thesis at Wellesley on his approach to politics, and Obama said he was indebted to Alinsky using many of his techniques as a community organizer was in Chicago during the 80s. Well, what was he talking about? He said he's got little patience for abstract concepts like truth and ethics. One of his rules was ethical standards must be elastic to stretch times. Don't get caught up with this.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly what I think is going to happen. I'm sorry to interrupt you because this is my last couple of words because this is my last time on the show and I've already paid tribute to you and I meant every word of it. Now I want to pay tribute to everybody who's listening to the show because they did me a phenomenal favor. They made me a popular man in a lot of states where I never have the chance to perform, but it created so much support for me from so many people who expressed so many kind words and feelings. And I never knew about the phenomenal following I have from so many people all over the country. They've been so devoted to this show, and I appreciate it immeasurably. You know, you always hear sentimental words at the end of anything, but this is not just plain sentimentality. This comes from the heart. I'm really deeply grateful to all of you. You made this job for me one of the most pleasant experiences of my life. There's nothing more wonderful than when you find people not only who listen to you, but support you, and are helpful to you, and make it possible for your show to be the great success that it was in all this time. So now that I have to make this movie, I promise you that my thoughts will be with you the whole time that I'm away. And as soon as that movie is over, I'll be back, and I hope I'll be back with you, and I hope you'll be there listening to me again, because God bless you. You made my life wonderful this whole time, and I hope we continue in the future. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you, and we hope we'll talk again.
The era of liberal dominance is finally over, but sometimes you wouldn't know it. Government spending is out of control. Huge waves of illegal immigration threaten our security and identity, and more Americans look to Washington for the quick fix. How do we deal with these crises when our leaders refuse to act? Regetting America Right. Hi, I'm Ed Fulner, president of the Heritage Foundation. In my new book, Getting America Right, I lay out specific steps that every one of us can take to put America back on course. Getting America Right shows how we can restore fiscal discipline, get the federal government out of our way and out of our pockets, and ensure our security. America's future is at stake. Act now by Getting America Right at gettingamericaright.com or your local bookstore. demand accountability, and a return to our nation's core principles. Visit GettingAmericaRight.com today.